welcome to another amazing Holy Ghost Spirit-led infused episode of the Faith, Fire, and Flow podcast show, the show which brings you all of the most incredible entrepreneurs, creators, leaders, and those who are just saying yes to what life is meant to be about, the way it's meant to be, and who are here to share with you their wisdom, tools, techniques, tips, and just straight up, what even is that, spirit-led downloads that are going to help you in your business, in your money, in your life. Let's go. Buckle up. It's happening.
You know, one of the reasons that you don't just share and say the things, this applies to me as well, because there's so many, like this is one of the reasons, there's many reasons why maybe we don't share or say the things that we need to be sharing or saying. Who feels like this Instagram live stream needs to go up higher? Oh my gosh, Dawn, you have to join the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy. You really all have to join the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy. Ooh. Sam just sent me a photo of me looking fairly fabulous, if I do say so. Nice. She didn't just send me a photo of myself apropos of nothing. I did ask her to choose a photo for me for something. How do we feel about this one? It's a good photo. So we'll get to that. We won't get to the photo. There's nothing else to say about the photo. We'll get to the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy as opposed to the Play Life Rule Breaker Society, which is my 6-week signature course of the same name. Oh my gosh, I missed me too, Dawn. Thank you. We'll get to that. The Play Life Rule Breaker Academy. I was calling it the Play Life Rule Breaker Society Academy because I'm so used to saying the Play Life Rule Breaker Society, which is my 6-week signature course for entrepreneurs, which in 18 years online is the best course I have ever made on entrepreneurship. The best. It's included in the academy, of course. So then I'm doing the whole academy now, which is my new entrepreneur academy, 12 months of me. Are you ready for that? Is anyone actually ready for that? And I kept saying the Play Life Rule Breaker Society Academy. And then just now when I was writing it, I was like, oh, the course is the society. This is the academy, but is it a society as well? Can we just put it to a vote? You're only allowed to vote if you're qualified to vote. If you don't know if you're qualified to vote, you're not qualified to vote. If you know that you're qualified to vote, qualify yourself and vote. You can tell me in the comments. Or you can DM me if you really want. It was such a good course, Dawn. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. If you already got the course and then you know you're meant to be in the academy, I'm going to give you like something for the course instead, because that's going to be included as a bonus. So I'll give you something or credit or, I don't know, I'll work it out. But anyway, do we think I should drop the word society? Should it just be the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy? Or do I keep society, but then it feels wordy, but maybe it's not because it's a society and an academy. I don't even know. But do you know why one of the, you can tell me later. One of the reasons why we don't show up when we're meant to show up, one of, because there's so many possible things that we could talk about. Now, there's no need to play it coy or pretend that you're some kind of basic vessel. You're a vessel of supernatural flow and an outpouring that's meant to come through. That can be basic in terms of simple, but there's a lot there. There is a lot there at any given moment in time that you could speak about to your people, the people to whom you're here to speak. And I was saying to one of my private clients earlier on our call, I said, like your number one job each day, your number one homework each day, because she has multiple businesses, which is true for a lot of my clients, it's true for me as well. Before you attend to your other businesses or your other things aside from your main thing. Now, I don't mean don't attend to, like, obviously, first and foremost, your time with God, your, I don't know, self-care, exercise, your kids, your partner, whatever it is. But when it comes to, oh, now we're doing business, baby. Hi, pumpkin. I'm going to accept that. I'll go with pumpkin. I am a little pumpkin sometimes. Hi, Molly. I love you. When it comes to now we're going to do business, right? Because we are serious ladies and we're going to do serious lady business. So we're going to sit up straight. We're going to freshen up our lip gloss because that's what we do. And we're going to pour forth a thing. When it comes to that part of your day, can I just tell you, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do not concern yourself with all the yippity, yippity, yippity that the whole rest of the world wants from you, because they're never going to be done. Instead, what you must do, what you can only do, what you should only do, what you're called to do, is do your damn job. Sorry, excuse the damn. Do your freaking job. Do your darn job. Just do your job. Do your job. What does that mean? If you don't do your job, yes, I know we're entrepreneurs. We don't have to answer to anybody. Boring. We moved on from that. That's very 2004 or something. Nothing wrong with 2004. 2004, that's the year that my family uprooted and left and moved to Germany. It's okay to answer to something. What do you want to answer to? I'm going to answer to God, and I'm going to answer to the truth that I know inside of me about what I'm meant to be pouring forth into the world. Responsibility to the work, yes? So before you concern yourself with admin or emails or whatever your other business endeavors are, or doing things behind the scenes for this business, you should be pouring forth a thing. And to paraphrase all of that, the way that I said it to one of my private clients this morning was, you need to speak what is meant to be spoken to who it is you are here to speak and sell to. Speak what is meant to be spoken today to who it is you are here to speak and sell to. That is almost, like almost the only actual thing as an entrepreneur who is a messenger, a leader, somebody who is here to pour forth a thing. If that's you, you can say it's me, or you can just have a little, I don't know, shimmy in your chair all by yourself and nobody needs to know about it. I mean, I feel like you could just share that and tell us. I don't have to be the only one shimmying in my chair in front of everyone. Go shimmy in front of your own people. Do that as well. Anyway, if it's you, then almost, like almost the only thing you need to do. Okay, hang on. Molly says, have you seen Farmer Needs a Wife? It's Australian. But does he need a Proverbs 31 wife? I'm sorry, I'm already spoken for. Why are you telling me about this? I've already been claimed. I don't need to be on Farmer Needs a Wife. I would not want to be, even if I was, you know, on the market. Isn't that a terrible expression, on the market? It really does bring cows to mind, just like a whole line of them in their stalls, which is probably what some of these shows are about. Anyway, moving along. Almost your only job. Almost your only job. Why did you ask me that? I'm so curious. I love how your mind works. You know, can we just get cat with a farmer? He's not a farmer, you guys. He's probably going to watch clips of this on my YouTube when it gets turned into shorts and just be shaking his head in woe. He's not a farmer. I suppose he could farm. We could have a farm. Okay, fine. We'll have a farm if you guys insist. We'll have a retreat at the farm. I'll let him know after this. So anyway, can I just say something that somebody here needs to understand? Do you guys all just want to take a moment? And I'm going to share with you something that I hope Molly herself remembers. I'll assume she does. But who knows a program or a course that I have called the Multiple Six Figure with Low-End Workshop, launched in 2016. It was such a good launch. I think it made like 130K straight away, and it was a $500 product. What even is that? Do you know what? I literally personally DM'd every single person who had ever in the history of time, actually it was as much as people as I could personally individually DM between LA and New York. So on a 6-hour flight, let's take off a bit of time for boarding and whatnot. So maybe 4 hours. I personally, you're not supposed to do this. Don't cold message people. Whatever, they'd already messaged me at some point. I personally individually messaged every single person going back over like a 3 or 4 year period who had ever messaged me on my Facebook personal page or on my Facebook business page. And I individually, one by one, copy and pasted, because I think this was before the days of MiniChat. It was in 2016. You can't even mark it like that with MiniChat these days anyhow. I individually messaged every person and said, you should buy this course. You'd be crazy not to. Can I just get a little bit of a recognition here of something, not for me, of something you already know inside of yourself, that it's okay to boldly sell what it is you're here to share? She does remember. So here we go. Molly was my mindset mentor at the time. She really did kick my butt, which, as you guys know, is something that I'm more than okay with when it's in the right way. I don't want my butt kicked for no reason, y'all. You got to have permission to kick my butt. Some of you just authoritatively can take that permission. Don't DM me. Nobody DM me. Anyway, and I was like, I need something new to sell. I was at an impasse. It was Molly's idea. Molly is the one who suggested to me, why do I not have a product where I teach everybody how I built my initial first business to multiple six figures online? She was like, I don't understand why you've never taught that. Like, you talk about it all the time. You talk about how much you love low end all the time. You talk about that that's how you built your first business, but you've never actually taught that. And that day, I was at the airport. There's always an airport involved in these stories, you guys. I was at the airport in Brisbane then, I think. Yeah, it would have been. And then I got on the, because I wanted to buy it. She says, you guys, will we just include this course, which is a $1,000 course now, which is one of the best OG Katrina Ruth courses going back years. Like, it's just a course that's never going to date. Should I just include it as a bonus in the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy? Should I? I'm going to. You know I'm going to. Everybody who joins the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy, there's already mini bonuses in that course. And it's in the academy, you get new bonus courses every month, actually, as well as the academy itself. I'll get a link for you momentarily. So that's my current launch, the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy, the Entrepreneurial Academy. It's the all-in place. Here we go. The Play Life Rule Breaker Society Academy. $1,000 off launch sale is on now. I forgot about that. Thank you, Sam. Let's do this thing. You got to go to https://thekatrinaruthshow.com/Play Life Academy. Or you can just DM me directly for the link, or you can click the link in my Instagram bio or in any of my emails. And if you're not on my email list, what are you doing? Like, what is even happening? Let me get back to this story. So Molly gave me this idea. Do you know, in the entire history of my business, and I've launched, I don't know, like over 1,000 products online, several hundreds of which have been a successful launch. I'm trying to think, has there been another example of where somebody else gave me the course idea? I think there's been one or two that were directly inspired by other people, but I think that this is the only thing I ever created where it was directly somebody else's suggestion, like kind of in its entirety. I obviously then created and sold the thing. So if anyone here has benefited from that course, which is many people, because literally thousands of people have bought that course since then, since 2016, you can just send Molly a little thank you love heart share right now, because it was her idea. So you always want to be listening to who you're meant to be listening to. That's just that. And secondly, it was a $130,000 launch in, like, I think it was in 5 days all up for a $500 product, 260 people. That's pretty good. And I loved teaching it. And I looked like an absolute train wreck, because it was before the day where the internet had anointed us all as not being allowed to show our faces without a filter. So I never heard of it. And I'm pretty sure I did it straight after a sweaty, exercise class for a change. And I was sitting in my hotel room. Why do you still want me to do Farmer Needs a Wife? I'm not a farmer, and I've already been selected. So there. I'm already a wife, not physically as of yet, but supernaturally. But let me say no more about that. I'm not going on the show unless I can run the show. Fine, I'll be a mindset expert on the show. I'm going to kick some butt. I will be like the inner game performance coach on the show. Send my details in to the appropriate person. You guys, I already turned down a role on Married at First Sight some years ago. Can you imagine me being on a show like that? I would be vomiting inside of my mouth all day long just having to deal with it. And they make you fake everything anyway. So anyway, I DM'd everybody individually. Who understands that when you're selling something that you believe in, I did whatever else I did at the time. I did little videos about it. I followed my own pre-launch systems that I teach, pre-launching and launching. If you're in Launch Your Low Ticket Live course with me at the moment, what I taught yesterday, the other day, day four, I followed that system. I'll give you that course for free as well in the Academy. In the Play Life Rule Breaker Society Academy, the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy is my new entrepreneurial academy, and I'm not going to try and explain it right now in a video because it will take way too long, and maybe I'll do a separate video about that. But you can go to the link, which Sam did drop in the comments. We'll add it in the description afterwards, or you can click it directly from my bio. It's freaking phenomenal. I just want to say that. It is truly just the place to be if you want to be continual alignment and activation via yours truly, having your hand held and your butt kick, and learning all the actual things that you need to know and understand about business, the practicalities, the doing of the things, and of course, always the inner game. And what this is about is stepping into the call that God has given you, surrendering to the fact that it's not about you, because what you're meant to do and the money you're meant to make and the people you're here to impact, that is like so beyond you, my friend. And seeing millions impacted and millions made as a result of that. It's the place where entrepreneurs come home. The Playlife Rule Breaker Academy. And it is $1,000 off launch sale now. And because of this chit chat that we're having, I've just added extra bonuses that are not even on the page. But with this academy, it's going to have the academy curriculum, live teachings, live trainings, access to me, all that sort of cool stuff. But then additional to that, all my like straight down the line entrepreneurial courses will be yours free ongoingly, like month by month. I'm going to get back to messaging. I'm talking about messaging even now though, when I'm selling, when I'm talking, when I'm sharing stories, it's all about messaging. Because it's all about show up for the thing that's in front of you. Now, when I'm sharing that little riff on the multi six figure with low end workshop from 2016 and the fact that I sold it in the normal way that I would sell something, but I also decided, and it wasn't a normal thing I was doing at the time, but I was so pumped with the idea and I was so like, oh my gosh, this is like such a cool idea and everybody needs this, that do you know what happened? I transcended my own BS. I transcended my own fears, doubts, and insecurities, and I did something that I was very established at that time in the entrepreneur world. I was like a queen bee of the entrepreneur world, self-appointed, but it kicked in. And, you know, there was certainly purpose and validity to all of that, as well as some additional fun and games that I probably don't bring along anymore these days. But I still wasn't someone who was actively out there like, you should buy my thing, you should buy my thing. I kind of was, I guess, in my energy and like in my live streams and so on. But I wasn't like individually messaging people. And on that day, I would have messaged hundreds of people, I reckon, because I went through the entire Facebook DM history and individually messaged everyone and said, you should buy this thing and here's why, like a tiny little message. And I can remember that by the time I got off the end of the flight, already thousands of dollars had come in additionally during that flight from people going, oh my gosh, yes, I would love to, and then buying it then and there. It's just kind of a little segue in our conversation, because are you actually showing up for the thing that's in front of you? Your messaging is the thing that's coming through you that you're meant to speak and share to people today. Why is there no water here? There's nobody here to bring me a water. How did I go live with no water? That's what I'm searching for right now. Do I have to really talk with two tripods and walk to the kitchen with two tripods? We're on Facebook and IG at the same time. This is emotional, you guys. Nobody should have to live like this. Back in the day, my team used to be here and then I could say, please bring me a water. But I live like dominantly 95% of the time here by myself these days. Now we take a little trek or a trot, as my daughter Alyssa would say. We should go on a little trot to the kitchen, get some water, and then we'll return. Oh my goodness. Now I've got to carry the water and two tripods all at the same time. We will survive together. Together we will get through it. Just like we got through it the other day when I didn't email for like four whole days. Don't worry, I didn't die. Many people messaged me to check that I was okay. Sometimes they just don't email for a few days, you guys. It's been known to happen. So your messaging, here we go. Gently does it. All right. Your messaging, Emma, I hope you watch the replay of this immediately after it's done. You are going to love this. Your messaging is so simple, because your messaging is the foundation of the entire business. It is a responsibility to God and to your own spirit and to the thing that you've been given. And you're making your life so darn complicated when you're doing all these things in business and you're not just sharing a message, but not just any message. Not a message where you're like, oh, this will probably make the people's buy. Let me think about how to sell and what to sell it, how to sell it, what to sell. What do I need to say? How do I impart it in such a way that people realize they want to give me money? What do I have to do to get myself paid today? Can you please just drop into an expectation of the fact that your needs will be abundantly met and indeed are already provided for in God? And can you then just show up with an expectation rather than a trying to like seek, pursue, look for and find like my precious, because the desperation vibe is just like, it's not nice. It's not nice for you or for anyone else. So your messaging, which is also part of your selling, which truly is the backbone of your business, for somebody who has a message to share, if you fit that category, this is for you. Your messaging is simply, and then I said, spoke forth, shared what was meant to be shared with the person for whom I'm here to speak and sell to. Then I just said, spoke, videoed, shared, wrote down, put on a post-it note, sent out through the ether the thing that was meant to be said or shared to the person who I'm here to speak and sell to. Can you just simplify? Yes, you can. But it is a matter of recognizing that it is about doing your job. It is about doing your job. Yes, we're entrepreneurs and we are special little flowers because of it. But just like anybody else, if you don't do your job, you will not get paid. I don't know if somebody missed the memo on that. A whole bunch of us. I know I seem to miss the memo on that in years gone by. A bunch of us seem to have missed the memo and seem to have some kind of assumption that because we're entrepreneurs, our work ethic should be dependent upon our emotions. Or I don't know whether a virgin came down from the mountains at the right time of the day and gave you a little scroll from God that said, today thou shalt take action. No, you're like anyone else out there. If you don't do your job, you're not going to get paid. The question is, what is your job? Yes, that is in part absolutely about spiritual alignment. It's certainly about faith. It's certainly your beliefs. It's certainly your expectations, your mindset. These things are all part of it. But there are also practical things for you to do. Faith is not passive. Faith has a voice. In fact, I was reading a great thing the other day about the sin of passivity. It's sinful to be passive if you know you're meant to be doing something. Now, I'm not saying that off you go and hustle. I burnt my hustler sign to the ground. I used to have a cool artistic thing. Like it was a piece of art, actually. It was $900. It was quite beautiful. That said, I don't even remember what it said, but I had the word hustle in it. I actually threw it out. I was come out of agreement with the word hustle. So it's not about work for the sake of work. It's about there's something inside of you that you're meant to be sharing. And your number one job, and I am generalizing, but I'm generally correct when I'm generalizing. So there, your number one thing that you need to be attending to as far as practical actions to take in your business is, did I speak forth, share, or say the thing that I'm being led to share or say today to the person who I'm here to speak and sell to? If your message doesn't match your service or your sales offer that day, you're wrong. It does. You are the bridge. The reason that whatever it is that you're sharing and saying with the world is a perfect match for whatever it is you're selling is because of you. You are the thing that connects these two things with one another. So build a little bridge, just like in high school English, connect this chapter to this chapter and make it work. And believe that it works, yeah? Because whatever you're saying is relevant to whatever you're selling. You're the things that connects it together. You know, we don't go on a date or a lunch with a friend or something and be like, oh my golly gosh, now I talked about random topic, that's not my usual conversation, and now I want to talk about other topic and these two things do not go together, so the whole lunch is ruined. What is that, right? Be in a flow of just saying what comes out. Now, some of you probably thinking, or you'll think afterwards, but I would share my message more consistently, Kat, if I had as much certainty or clarity as you, or if I knew, you know, definitely what the message is that I'm here to share, or I don't know, if I was more confident in my writing or on camera, or whatever, right? Usually issues with thinking that your message is not clear or it's not tangible enough and you've got a permission struggle going on. These are the two most common issues. And I've been doing this work for absolutely years. These are the two most common issues, right? So whatever yours are, you can add to that. But commonly it's, I don't think that what I really want to say, like I need to be more clear and it needs to be more tangible, and it's confidence stuff, and it's a permission piece, right? Like who am I to really do that, or who's going to want to listen to it? You have to decide to accept the appointment of being you. I've had these conversations with literally thousands of women, and my clients are the most amazing women in the world, truly. Like I'm talking women that others look to, like how on earth does she, whatever, right? And whether somebody is a complete startup in their business or they are like the most accomplished, well put together woman that everybody else is kind of intimidated by, the same two patterns are always there. Even down to clients who I have who make millions of dollars already, the same two issues are there. It's just maybe for like another thing, a different thing, the next thing that they haven't stepped into yet. So it's always, oh, like it's not clear enough and it's not tangible enough. And if I was as clear as you, or as certain as you, or as confident as you, or as well-spoken as you, and you know, blah, 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 coupled with, but who am I to really say that? Who's going to want to hear that from me? I need to make it more clear and I need to make it more shiny or proper. There's a whole bunch of stuff like that, right? So let me tell you something. It's not your job to edit or critique your own message. It's your job to let it out. You need to accept the appointment that you've been given and step into the anointing that is on you. And all of that is around simply saying yes to who and what you already are. How do you know? How do you know that you're not making it up? Oh, it's just me. I'm making it up. You know, it's a bit much to think that God is calling me to this. No, it's not. how you know is because it doesn't go away. Because when the night is quiet and the air is still and the years pass by, it's still freaking there. It hasn't gone away. For many of you, since you were a little girl, it didn't go away. Or whatever age you started to understand or articulate that there's something deep in, deeper or different inside of you. That's how you know. If it was you, if it was a passing fancy, if it was like a fantasy because you see other people doing something online, then it would go away. It would fade out. How do you know it's God? Because it's still there. Be still and know that I'm in God, that I am God. Psalms 46:10. In the still moments, in the quiet moments, in the small moments, in the moments where you forgot to think or get confused about whether or not you're allowed to be yourself, and you weren't comparing maybe to everyone else out there, it's still there. That's how you know. But because you've been given a gift by God doesn't mean that that gift will flourish and come to life. You've been given the gift. You do have it. You need to accept that. Yes? Who needs to accept the gift that's on their life with the message that they're here to share? Because God won't force it through you. He's not going to like stick his holy hand out of your mouth and force you to talk. He's not going to puppeteer you into action. If you're sitting on the couch waiting until God moves you, the only way you're going to move is there's an earthquake or something. You know, you're going to have to accept it. What does that look like in practice? It looks like the fact that you do have free will. So God giving you something, God putting an anointing on your life, it being an appointed season in your life where you know that you're meant to be saying something, sharing something, creating something or selling something. How do you know? Because it's burning inside of you. It's eating you from the inside out. You can't even freaking go to the toilet, let alone think. It's affecting every part of who you are, physical, spiritual, all of it. Well, you have free will as far as what to do with that gift, which means you can ignore it if you like. God's not going to force you into action. And he's also not going to somehow just like delete out of you the bit that makes you human, because you're not a robot, you are human. So what that means is the fears, the doubts, the uncertainties, all of that, that doesn't need to be somehow supernaturally, surgically removed for you to be allowed to show up for what's inside of you. And you've got that wrong if you're thinking that anyone who you're looking to, who is consistent, who shows up, who shares the thing, that they somehow transcended being human and they've somehow graduated from human emotion and, you know, up and down and back and forth and whatnot. No, they're definitely still human. They just started to learn to do their job and they're consistent at that. And that takes whatever it takes. But one big thing that it takes is a decision, which you can make today, that now I just do my job each day and it's not about me. That doesn't mean my stuff doesn't matter. It just means that it can be dealt with separately, with God, in prayer, with the right mentor or coach, friends, partner, whoever it is. Yeah, mixture of the right people. But also another thing is the work is the cure. For people like us, we have something to share with the world, which is a cure for us. Who else? Because this is certainly me and it's all of my clients really, so many of you who are here right now, but who else finds that what their message is when they get out of their own way and they just start to speak it, share it, write it, even create it into something that they're selling, that it reveals things to them? Does your message reveal things to you? My message reveals things to me all the time because God is revealing things to me through my own writing and my own speaking. And also sometimes it literally just helps me to arrange my thoughts because I'm very all over the place and very like, you know, scattered in my energy sometimes. But when I start to write and speak and share and even to let a sales offer come through in that way, I see and articulate and understand things in a different way. And so my work is a form of the cure. I just like that expression. My work is the cure. Your work is the cure. I don't mean your work is God. I don't mean your work is like the be all end all, but you being responsible to your job is going to reveal things to you. It really is. And part of the things that it's going to reveal to you is the exact things that you're telling yourself, a made up story that you need to know before you're allowed to take action, and it's not true. What you need to do is to start to systematically, consistently, with discipline, be accountable to the gift that you've been given if you want to choose to do that. If your choice is no thank you, return to sender, then make a conscious freaking choice about it at the very least. That if you accept the gifts, by all means, use them. Which means that if you know you're meant to write, by all means, write and don't consider what you should be writing and whether or not it's okay, because you didn't actually come here to somehow be vetted through a vessel of what's currently trending online or what everyone else is doing. You came here with a supernatural thing that is meant to be poured forth in a way that only you can do it, and it would really behoove you. Fancy word. It would really behoove some of you to pretend that you hadn't seen what everyone else is doing online and just to start to share your thing and to speak it forth as though you were speaking directly to the heart of the person for whom you're here to speak to and to sell to. So yes, the selling part needs to come out with just the same amount of certainty. Certainty is a decision and a practice as much as anything, yes? Who understands that? Who's excited by that? I don't always feel like showing up. I don't always feel like selling. I don't always feel confident. I don't always feel clear. I frequently don't feel clear on what I'm going to say that day. But in contrast to probably a lot of people, when I don't feel clear, when I have no idea what I'm going to say or how I'm going to say it, I am in no way, shape or form concerned with that. Partly because after 18 years of doing this thing online and many years before that in business and also in messaging, I kind of understand how it works. And mostly because I just surrender to the fact that I don't need to know in order to do it. I just need to start putting my fingers to the typeboard, computer, and turn on the live stream and do the thing or whatever. So I actually just in no way, shape or form consider it relevant. If I am not clear on what I'm going to say that day, it's not relevant. It is completely irrelevant. The only way in which it is relevant is because I know I need to share it as a teaching point for people, because I know that people still need to understand that. That is the only reason it's of any relevance to me. Otherwise, it's really got nothing to do with anything. I don't see it as completely of interest or note for me personally that I don't know what to say, or even that I don't know what to sell or what new course I'm maybe going to create, because I'll know because I sit down and do it. That's how I'm going to know. I'm going to know because I sit down and I go, what is it today, God? And I expect that God is there, because he is there and he's not withdrawing himself from me. If I think he's not there, I put myself in a little box, because God doesn't withdraw himself from us. All right. How long does it take me to send a message when you're not clear on average on a random day? I don't know, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. I just start writing. I just don't think. I don't go into my intellect and my emotion to produce my work. I trust that it's in my spirit, and that when I just say yes, that it's going to come through. Very rare that I would think. In general, if I'm like super thinky, I'm probably off track. I'm not discounting the value of the mind, of course, but it serves a purpose, which is not the one that I'm talking about right now. Okay, here's what's happening. The Play Life Rule Breaker Academy, which we may or may not refer to from here forth as the Play Life Rule Breaker Society Academy, or we might drop the word society and go with the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy. I'm going to need some feedback on this. I'm probably going to ignore the feedback and do what I want. But sometimes something that somebody says drops in, so I'm curious as well. Step into the call God has given to you. Surrender to the fact that it's not about you. See, millions made and impacted. Why? Why? For fun? Well, it is fun. But because that's what you came here to do. The Play Life Rule Breaker Academy is the place where entrepreneurs come home. If you want to know how this is different to my membership, The Secret Garden, which is a rolling ongoing membership, which God gave me, which is the place where for faith-led entrepreneurs to understand all that God has for them in business, money, and life. There is a section on the page where it says how it's different. Loosely, I would say that the academy is very much the place to build, grow, expand, learn and understand and also implement and get feedback on all of the practicalities of business. Of course, everything I teach is led and guided by my relationship with God, and this is no exclusion to that. And so, of course, there is identity stuff, mindset stuff, purpose stuff, all of that wrapped through it. The Secret Garden is very much about your relationship with God, your surrender to God, your yielding to God, and of course how that also affects your business, your money, your purpose work, your life. So yes, there is crossover. There's crossover in every single different thing I do, because I am the common connection point. So there's crossover. But yeah, if you do have any questions specific to you, then let me know. If you are in both or you want to be in both, I will absolutely be doing something special for you. So if you're in the Secret Garden and you want to join the academy, just join it and send me a message about that, and I'll tell you what I have for you. Or vice versa, once you're in the academy. The academy is like, okay, I want to be coached, mentored, and I want to be able to ask questions and have personal feedback on the structural side, the practicalities, the building of the thing, all of the ins and outs of every part of entrepreneurialism. And as such, not only is it the academy itself and you're in there with me, you have access to me, you have support, you have feedback, you have all that stuff, live trainings, etc. But whenever I do new courses that are on the entrepreneur side of things, like on sales or launching or copy or any of these things, and including also some additional ones that have already been created, those will be included for you free as an academy member. So I always do bonuses with my ongoing things, like the Secret Garden has tons of bonuses. You get new courses in there every month, as well as what I teach. The Academy will be the same through the sphere of very on the entrepreneurial side in a structural sort of way. What else do I want to tell you? It's a $1,000 launch off sale right now in the Academy because I just launched it. So this is a very excellent time to join. The launch sale is going to go until the end of next week. So there's no rush. But as always, if you're supposed to be in, then you're supposed to be in. I am strongly thinking about adding something in for my early action takers. I did launch this loosely on Monday or Tuesday, but very low key. And I'm only now coming out here doing my life, starting to talk and show up properly for this launch. So you're going to see me doing that. And I think I'm going to add something in for those who are joining by the end of this weekend, because I do like to do fun things like that. So you can check it out at the link, which is in the comments, or the link that's in my IG bio, or you can directly message me. And I encourage you to go and read this page. This page is going to shift you. It is going to align you. It is going to activate you. It is going to wake and shake you. It's going to be a remembrance, and it is absolutely going to be a call to action. And also, by the way, it just looks freaking vibey. Like, it looks amazing. I mean, I do say this all the time. Okay, there's just a lot of text. But I'm about the vibe, you guys. Every different sales page that I have, I'm always like more and more excited about the vibe of the sales page. Every single different sales page is always my favorite, obviously. So the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy, the place where you do step into the call that God has given you as an entrepreneur, you surrender to the fact that it's not about you, and you see millions impacted and made because of the fact that you now start to show up and do your freaking job, and you're going to do that alongside and with the support of a coach and mentor who has certainly done the thing online for nearly 2 decades now and knows a thing or two about making money online, impacting people, doing it all from purpose and in a way that is truly just bam, cutting straight to the heart of the matter and doing things that actually move the needle with immediacy. So truly, if you know that you're fighting against yourself in some way, if you know you're making it harder, if you're just not being consistent, if you know you need accountability, if you find that you get in the quicksand of it, if you find that mindset and identity and, you know, inner stuff holds you back, but also in a practical sense, you're not quite sure where your best energy or time should be going. And like anyone I work with, you don't have like 40, 50, 60 hours a week you want to spend on your business. And no, you don't need to, absolutely not. If you just want to know where that focus and energy and time should go, because you've maybe got a few hours a day and sometimes not even that, and you want to see that things are building consistently, then this is the place to be. And if you have a big call on your life, a purpose, you're ready to step into it, and it's just a line that needs to be walked over to commit to the practicality side of that as well as the inner, absolutely, you want to be in the Play Life Rule Breaker Academy. There will be opportunities to join down the track. There will not be the $1,000 off launch sale because it's a launch sale. All right, that link, once again, it's in my bio or it's in the comments. Have an amazing rest of the day or evening. If you have questions or comments, or you just want to share how this live stream spoke to you, drop me a comment or send me a little DM on my IG at I am Katrina Ruth. And
yes, there was another incredible, fiery episode of the Faith, Fire and Flow podcast show. It is my honor and absolute delight and just a blessing to get to bring this to you. I trust that you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you would like more of the spirit-led downloads and just a straight up wake up, shake up in your face that you need in your business, money and life, then go to thekatrinaruthshow.com/podcast. Free gift. See what I made you. And I'm going to pass it over to my team now just to read out a few of our incredible reviews. I so appreciate your reviews, your encouragement, your comments, and just your feedback on this show.